What happens when you check your phone 34 times a day, process 110 messages every 24 hours, and spend 720 hours annually staring at screens? You might think you're staying connected, productive, efficient, but here's the uncomfortable truth. You're holding your breath. Literally. Up to 80% of us unconsciously stop breathing properly while checking email, a phenomenon called email apnea that triggers the same fight or flight response our ancestors experienced when facing predators. Our bodies can't distinguish between a saber-toothed tiger and an overflowing inbox. This isn't a minor quirk of modern life. It's a fundamental mismatch between our ancient biology and our digital present. We're not just distracted, we're physiologically stressed by the very tools designed to make life easier. Our devices follow Moore's law, doubling in processing power roughly every 2 years, while our brains remain relatively unchanged. This growing disparity creates an uncomfortable comparison. Computers become exponentially faster and more powerful, while we merely age. Stanford researchers discovered that people unconsciously treat computers like people, applying social rules despite knowing machines lack feelings. We trust digital agents who share our ethnicity, assume male computer voices are more competent, and even demonstrate politeness when evaluating software. For millions of years, humans and technology have evolved together. Our ancestors' hand axes and scrapers rewired their brains, demanding abstract thought and planning. Cooking transformed our bodies, enabling smaller digestive systems and larger brains. This pattern, technology shaping us as we shape it, continues today, though we've stopped noticing. When you read these words, your eyes make rapid saccadic jumps while specialized brain regions process information automatically. You navigate using invisible infrastructures, page numbers, paragraphs, headings. These design features evolved over centuries, becoming so seamless that only when reading fails do we recognize the sophisticated neural networks involved. Our entanglement with technology isn't new, it's written in our evolutionary DNA. Virtual reality experiments reveal how profoundly technology influences self-perception. People given taller or more attractive avatars behave with greater confidence and negotiate more aggressively. Even more remarkably, subjects who interact with aged versions of themselves in virtual reality allocate twice as much money to retirement accounts compared to those who see only their current selves. Try this experiment. Download Freedom, a program that blocks internet access for up to 8 hours. First comes panic. Not connected? Am I crazy? Then something shifts. The thought transforms from, damn, I can't check my mail, to, cool, I can't check my mail. This is the paradox of Zenware, software that embraces simplicity to support focused attention. Rightroom presents just a green cursor on a black background, evoking early personal computers when mind and computation seem to illuminate each other. OmWriter Dana offers the thoughtful emptiness of a Helsinki boutique hotel, greeting users with welcome back to concentrating. What makes these tools effective isn't the software itself, but the user's mindset. Downloading Zenware represents a contract with yourself to focus, a deliberate choice to make your digital environment serve your intentions rather than hijack them. Rather than competing with our devices, we should recognize that digital and human abilities complement each other. Computers store information precisely. Humans excel with ambiguity, novel connections, and imagination. Picture a Buddhist monk meditating for hours, then updating his YouTube channel. This isn't contradiction, it's evolution. Monks who blog balance rigorous spiritual discipline with digital engagement. Buddhism has historically embraced information technologies, pioneering block printing in the 600s and producing the world's first printed book, the Diamond Sutra. Today's monks see the internet as a natural extension. If you want to share something, you have to go where the people are. What makes their relationship with technology different? They maintain healthy skepticism about virtual experience, emphasizing that Buddhism is a path inside, not an outward expression. Scientific research now validates what monks have practiced for 2,500 years. Studies show meditation permanently rewires the brain, increases resistance to distraction, improves working memory, and even slows cellular aging by increasing telomerase production. The ancient practice offers solutions to our modern problem of digital distraction. Meditation strengthens the mind like exercise strengthens muscles. Your attention develops with practice, but depletes with overuse. History's greatest scientists solved problems by walking. Darwin's sandwalk, a quarter-mile path at Downhouse, became his essential thinking tool, where he walked over 20,000 miles while producing 18 books, including his most influential works. The path embodied perfect contemplative design, an oval route partly open to meadows, partly through woods, with dramatic contrasts between sunny and shaded areas. Unlike our instant results culture, Darwin planted trees expecting to watch them grow for decades, creating a space that alternately stimulated, shielded, and supported his work. As Rebecca Solnit notes, walking creates a state in which the mind, the body, and the world are aligned. Modern research validates this intuitive approach. Walking increases creative output by up to 60%, reduces anxiety, and improves memory retention, which is why organizations like Google and Facebook now incorporate walking paths into their campus designs. Walking stimulates creativity in ways no productivity hack ever will. Turn off Wi-Fi. Put away phones, tablets, and laptops for 24 hours. Engage in real-world activities instead. Initially, this digital detox feels anxiety-inducing. We worry about missing urgent messages or news. But with practice, the stillness reveals itself not as terrifying boredom, but as your extended mind tuning up, your attention rebuilding. Most emails aren't truly urgent. Successful digital Sabbaths involve engaging activities that provide stimulation without fragmentation. Reading books, journaling with pen and paper, cooking, sewing, knitting. These activities share key qualities. They're complex, yet doable, mentally absorbing, sensory engaging, and immediately rewarding. They create restorative flow experiences. Though initially uncomfortable, regular practitioners find their minds gradually slow down. Rabbi Heschel's 1951 book, The Sabbath, explored how the practice makes time itself sacred, profoundly egalitarian and innovative in assigning sacredness to time rather than space. It offers adjacency to eternity in stark contrast to the relentless real time of our digital world, revealing that disconnection isn't antisocial, but essential for rebuilding the capacity for deep attention and genuine presence. Knowing how to restore your mind's ability to focus is essential. In a world that sells productivity through apps and mindfulness through subscriptions, we've forgotten something fundamental. Technology should extend our abilities, not replace them. The 8 principles of contemplative computing, being human, calm, mindful, making conscious choices, extending abilities, seeking flow, engaging with the world, and being restorative, aren't rules, but invitations to a different relationship with our devices. The goal isn't abandoning technology, but demanding devices that truly serve us, creating entanglements that enhance rather than diminish our humanity. Your attention isn't infinite. It's like strength, developing with practice, but depleting with overuse. So ask yourself, are your technologies making you more present or more fragmented, more capable or more dependent? More human or more machine-like? The choice has always been yours. Reclaim it.